thank you so much for taking the time to join us. We're now joined here by Austin Hill, driver of the number 16 Hattori Racing Toyota, and our third place finisher in the South Carolina Education Lottery 200. Austin, can you walk us through your race today?
Yeah, our Goomba Toyopet Tundra was really good today. We were solid all day and ran inside the top three pretty much the whole race. And yeah, I mean, we were really good on the long run. The 2 and the 23 were a little bit better than us on the short run, and we figured that they would kind of use their tires up a little bit. So by the end of each stage, we were catching them, but I needed to stay in contact with them a little bit closer and not let them get such a lead. So going into the last stage, that's what I tried to do, was try to just stay in touch with them a little bit better, but not use my tires up at the same time. And yeah, I mean, there at the end, we got the second and thought we were going to actually have a shot at getting to Sheldon. He seemed like he was okay for a few laps, and then his truck would start going away a little bit. So I really thought we were going to get to him, but there at the end, started fighting really loose. And I could roll to the center really good, but getting back to throttle was kind of an issue for me there at the end. And yeah, I mean, that last pit stop, I didn't really know what to do. They kind of left it up to me. They were like, hey, if leaders are pitting, let's pit, you know, because we don't want to get beat on tires. And I looked in the mirror as I was about to go across the orange line, and I noticed that there was a lot of guys staying out. So I figured we were kind of screwed there. But, you know, it was a hard fought day. We got our truck back up there to finish P3, and we're just looking at the big picture. The big picture is the regular season championship and getting those 15 bonus points. But we also want to win really bad. So it's kind of bittersweet. You know, we felt like we had a truck that could win. And, you know, top three's good, but you kind of get tired of finishing second and third after a while.
Awesome. Well, we are going to open up the floor to the media for questions. As a reminder, if you have a question, click the participants tab and raise your hand, or you can send me a chat and we will get to you. We will kick off with Bob Pockris. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Austin, did you guys have any idea how many people did you think were going to pit there before the overtime? And was the thought was, well, you know, there might probably be another caution, and if there is, you're in good shape.
Yeah, we figured if the 2 and the 23 pitted with us that it would bring some other guys down pit road. And we kind of figured the guys that are on the bubble for the playoffs would probably stay out. You know, the three or four guys that are fighting for that last spot, we figured that they would stay out, or guys that need a win would definitely stay out. But we were kind of surprised that I think, 10 or 11 of them stayed out. And we restarted there in 11th. And you know, it's one of those things, you know, damn if you do, damn if you don't type deals. You know, it's just, it's one of those calls that you got to make. And, like I said, he kind of kept it, left it up to me. And when I saw the 2 and the 23 going with me, I knew those were the two guys I was racing all day. And, you know, us three were kind of the class of the field. So, you know, I'd figured that I needed to pit with them. And, like you said, I mean, all it took is, you know, having a caution. If we would have had a caution after we got through turn 1 and 2 really good and we got to stack them back up, it would have been a total different outcome, because, you know, we would have definitely won the race just because of how much faster new tires were. But, and then I got bottled up on that green flag start coming off of 2, and then actually entry to 3, I got bottled up behind somebody. So that kind of hurt my speed a little bit coming to the white. So it's one of those things you look back on, and we feel like we made the right call, but, you know, we needed a few more guys. You know, even if we had 2 or 3 more guys come down pit road with us, that would have changed the whole outcome.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to take our next question from Marty with the ROC Sports Network.
Thanks, Marissa. Austin, great run today. I'm curious, from a driver's perspective, should Darlington be a regular race on the truck schedule next year?
I'm going to say for sure, 100%. And I'm not just saying that because we ran really well today. It's just a really cool racetrack. It's very unique. You know, there's no other racetrack like this. You know, tire wear's big. You know, turn 1 and 2 is totally different than any other racetrack you go to, because, you know, your entry to 1, you're rolling out of the throttle a little bit, and then you get back wide open and then you kind of reset again past center to get off of turn two really good, and there's a lot of patches through there. So it's a very challenging and technical racetrack. There's a lot of lanes that you can run in three and four. You know, we were really good for a few laps on the top, and then we'd be good on the bottom. So, you know, it's just one of those racetracks where you can move around. You know, clean air was big. That was obviously a big thing, was clean air. But I still thought that the race was really good, just the way it played out and the way, you know, we could kind of battle there. And I think it should definitely be a racetrack that we keep coming to, and maybe even a racetrack that you start putting in the playoffs.
And with the regular season finale next week at Richmond, how important is it to have a good performance, keep that points lead, and then get those 15 additional playoff points?
Yeah, that's the biggest thing that, you know, we're looking at is the big picture, and that's getting the regular season championship. I feel like I think we gained some points. I haven't looked at it yet or heard anything yet on how many points we gained today, but I think we gained a little bit of points on some of the other guys. And, you know, that's what we're really looking at is, you know, the 15 bonus points are huge. So, but we also want to win. So, I mean, it's, you know, if we get to Richmond and we have a shot at it and it comes down to the end of the race, we're still going to do whatever it takes to get the win and be aggressive. So, you know, because a win, you know, gives you an extra 5 bonus points. So, you know, we're looking at that. You know, we don't want to put ourselves in a predicament throughout the race that ends our day early at Richmond, but we definitely want to get all the stage points we can and rack up and get
the time. We'll see you next week.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. We're going to take our next question from Chris Knight. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Austin. You finished 13. By the way, you finished 13 positions ahead of Zane. So it was a good day for you guys overall. But to follow up, I mean, winning the regular season championship would give you that 15 playoff points and whatnot, which is a pretty good gap for anything that happens in the playoffs. Is there a track that you're a little nervous about in that playoffs where you feel like that you guys can have an advantage by having those extra 15 points?
Well, I mean, you know, you look at the schedule and you look at the playoffs and, you know, short tracks have not always been great to us. We had a pretty good showing at Gateway, and we feel like that's a, you know, pretty difficult short track to get around. You know, really tight corners in turn one and two, and then totally different in three and four. So we had a good showing there, and we, you know, persevered. We didn't start off good there, and then we got good by the end of the race. So and that was a brand new package that we're trying and we're experimenting with. Since we don't have practice, we're just trying to experiment with some things. So, you know, hopefully the short tracks we can be better at. You know, Bristol's kind of one of those racetracks that, you know, if you look at my track record, it hasn't been always great. So, you know, that's obviously one of the racetracks. And then, you know, when you go to Talladega, that's always a place that, you know, you never know what's going to happen. It's just one of those crazy races that you just try to get to the end of. So, and then you have your Martinsvilles and all that. So I just think those short tracks are tracks that you kind of, you never know what's going to happen. It's really tight quarter racing, a lot of bumping and banging going on. So, you know, it's always nice just to have some extra bonus points to lean on just in case you do have a bad race that you can look back on and, you know, at least you have some points to kind of lean on.
Thanks, bud.
Thanks.
All right, and our final question for Austin will come from Steven Toronto. Go ahead.
Austin, it seemed like for the first couple laps of a run, the track position was a little more important than maybe you think it would be at Darlington. Was there any reason for that? Was it aero, tire, horsepower? What contributed to that?
I think a little bit is definitely the aero side of it. I felt like Goodyear brought a pretty good tire force, and you could kind of be really aggressive with the tire. You know, even though early in the race I would kind of get in a rhythm and start riding a little bit, and the two guys in front of me would start falling back and kind of coming my way, I still felt like you could kind of push the tire pretty hard and push it to its limits. So, you know, it's just one of those racetracks, and I feel like the way the Truck Series is this year is, you know, track position is always important. No matter if you're at a short track or if you're at a mile and a half or where you're at, I just feel like track position is huge. And, it's really tough to pass. You know, I don't know if it's technically the bodies and the aero side of it, or if it's something to do with all of us having the same Ilmore engines or what the deal is, but it's you know, studies show that obviously it's just tough to pass. It's you know, the truck series is just one of those deals that you get beside somebody and, you know, you're on a mile and a half, the outside lane is just really hard to clear the guy. You know, if you're on the bottom, it's really hard. You get loose under them, and they have the momentum with the draft and everything else. And that's kind of what you saw today is anytime somebody restarted on the bottom, if they didn't get a good restart and get through the gears really good, then by the time you came off of turn two, the outside lane would have a little bit of extra momentum up, built up, and that draft was just big.
Thanks, Austin.
Thank you.
All right, Austin. Well, that's all we've got for you. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us, and we will see you next week.
Yep, appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.